Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
All right, Justin, just exactly how those grains end up here this afternoon?
Cattle futures today were really under pressure in all but the March feeders. March feeders were down 35 at 163.37, but April, May, August, and September and on back were all down $4-plus dollars here. Really had a bad close to end this week in front of this on-feed report this afternoon. Live cattle were $1.70 to just over $2 lower. April down $1.80 at 139.35. June's down 202. August down $1.95. Keep in mind that with the feeder cattle, especially March expires on next week on the 24th. And so that did not move at all today. So there's a lot of those March, April, March, May, August, and so on spreads moving a lot here to finish out this week. And the on-feed report this afternoon, as of March 1st on-feed, is 100.5% of last year, or 10.736 million head. Placements of 108.3% of last year, or 1.68 million head. And then marketed in February at 1.047 or 1.587 million head. Big placement number, that's the biggest number on there, but also marketed at 104.7. That comes out at 2 o'clock today. Choice at midday was slightly lower, select slightly higher.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Corn and beans were both lower here today. Corn down 1.5 cents, beans down a half. The wheats were steady after yesterday's big sell-off. There's some cooler temps in the forecast, and the likelihood of a freeze is kind of looming over the market, if you will. But we were down about a half to a penny in the Kansas City July at 480 and a half. Cotton today was the big mover. May cotton down 126 at 57.10. December cotton down $1.17 at 56.87. So that was quite a bit lower. This morning, mid-morning, we had the Informa Economics latest numbers for prospective plantings and then production. Corn acres, as of the latest Informa numbers, are 89.5 million acres planted of corn. Last year, we were at 88. Beans, 84 million acres. Last year, they said 82.7. And then wheat dropped to 51.2 million, down from 54.6 last year. Cotton, 9.4 million acres, so a big jump over last year by about 800,000 acres for cotton. That's mainly due to the jump in the cotton price relative to the other prices given at the current time. Total wheat production, 2.053, just a touch higher than last year. A jump in cotton acres, or cotton bales rather, up to 14.415 in production, up from last year's 12.9 million. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.